Speaking at the official launch, City Health Services Director Dr. Prosper Chonzi said the clinic will remove barriers to access healthcare by survivors of sexual gender-based violence, as well as providing HIV services such as testing and counseling.
When you go there, there are certain interventions that are carried out. Firstly, you get post-exposure prophylaxis to HIV. Normally, in a rape setup, you don't expect people to use, or perpetrators to use condoms. So there will definitely be exposure to HIV, and you need prophylaxis to that. And the earlier you do it, remember the 72 hours that I talked about, the earlier you do it, the better and the more effective.
Dr. Chonzi said the launch had been necessitated by the unavailability of such a facility, as local clinics were only providing services between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. from Monday to Friday only. He said sexual gender-based violence was a serious problem, mostly affecting women, with approximately 1 in 3 women, mostly aged between 15 and 49 years, being victims. Most of the violence occurs during the night and weekends when clinics are closed. National AIDS Council Provincial Manager for Harare, Adonia Mzondiwona, said the 24-hour clinic would be key in addressing HIV problems among victims of sexual gender-based violence. The NAC has embarked on an awareness campaign to urge victims of sexual violence to go to clinics within 72 hours. Harare resident Watmore Piri said the clinic would be critical in fighting HIV/AIDS.
It's going to go a long way in solving the problems that have been going on without any solution in sight, especially the cases of rape cases.
The Harare Metropolitan Residents Forum co-chairman Israel Maboho commended Kanzo for opening the clinic.
For the victim, it's not far easier that one just dashes to the place and makes the report to the clinic, and then that information becomes on the public domain. So we really appreciate that.
NFPA Country Representative Sheikh Tidiane Sise and Deputy Healthcare Minister Audrey Musiwa attended the launch. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.